Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
Is your boat not running as smoothly as it used to? Make an appointment to bring it down to Grizzard's Marine today. Our experienced mechanics will find out the problem and fix it quickly, and for a reasonable price. No problem is too big or too small. There's a reason why people like renowned water skier Tricia Harless entrust their boats only to Grizzard's. Our excellent service is just a short drive away. And during your service appointment, tell us you heard this ad to get a free fishing hat branded with the Grizzard's logo.
Number 71.
What kind of business is being advertised?
Number 72.
What does the speaker emphasize about the business?
Number 73.
How can listeners get a free gift? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
You're listening to Mofford Money, the only radio show that provides financial advice to Mofford area residents. Before we finish today, I'd like to promote an exciting upcoming event. Curtis Jensen will give a talk on personal money management at the Botkin Center on October 16th. I have often recommended his work to those who are looking for useful tips, so I urge you to take advantage of this rare opportunity. Attendees will even be able to speak with Mr. Jensen personally at a reception afterwards. Visit the Botkin Center website for details. All right, that's it for this week on Mofford Money.
Number 74.
Who most likely is making the announcement?
Number 75.
What will Mr. Jensen speak about at the event?
Number 76.
What is mentioned about the event? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message. Hi, Miss Lundquist, it's Ted calling from Artisan's Central Furniture Shop about the small bookshelf you were supposed to pick up from us tomorrow. Unfortunately, it still hasn't been delivered to our store. We've contacted our wholesale supplier and are waiting to hear back from them, but, don't get your hopes up. Anyway, we should talk before tomorrow. I'll be leaving for the day shortly, but please call the store and speak to Lisa, the assistant manager, and she'll help you. Thanks.
Number 77.
What is the speaker calling about?
Number 78.
What does the speaker imply when he says, "Don't get your hopes up"?
Number 79.
What does the speaker request that the listener do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
My colleague and I really appreciate this chance to tell you all about the great products we offer at Dobmack Company. By the time we're finished, I'm sure you'll agree that they would be the perfect addition to your store's inventory. Now, as you know, we specialize in making durable and attractive journals, notebooks, and notepads. Our unique designs and high-quality materials have proved appealing to customers throughout the region, and our popularity is rising. As you can see from the chart I'm putting up on the screen, our sales have increased steadily since our founding 5 years ago. Considering that we only partner with boutique stores, I think you'll agree that these numbers are remarkable.
Number 80.
What is the purpose of the talk?
Number 81.
What does the speaker's company make?
Number 82.
What does the speaker show on a screen? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Now, I've saved the best part of today's meeting for last. As you know, our new line of greeting cards will appear in stores nationwide at the end of the year, just in time to benefit from the winter holidays. Well, upper management is so thankful for the hard work that made this possible that they want to give you a recognition reward, something like bonus pay or some time off. You'll get an email later today outlining the options, so please vote for the one you like best. Isn't that exciting? You certainly earned it with the great job you all did producing that creative content so quickly. That was really something. All right, that's all.
Number 83.
What will take place at the end of the year?
Number 84.
What are the listeners asked to do?
Number 85.
What does the speaker imply when she says,
"That was really something"?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following broadcast. Hello and welcome to Nightly Entertainment. On tonight's show, we're going to talk about Trandall City, currently the most popular drama on TV. Its second season has just finished with a thrilling episode that left its main character, politician Devin Grant, in a difficult position. In contrast, John Tarver, the actor that plays him, is enjoying a career high point, and we're lucky enough to have him here today. I'm going to speak with Mr. Tarver about Trandall City, his co-stars, and his experiences traveling to exotic locations in Mexico, where one memorable episode was filmed last year. We'll also show exclusive behind-the-scenes footage from this season. But first, let me start by summarizing the last episode for viewers who may not have seen it.
Number 86.
What is the main topic of the broadcast?
Number 87.
According to the speaker, what did Mr. Tarver do last year?
Number 88.
What will the speaker do next? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
Thank you for using the District Transit Authority's commuter railway system. This is a special express train offering direct service to the downtown Central Square Railway Station. We will not be stopping at other stations in the city. It looks like we'll arrive at our destination at 1:20 p.m., which is actually 5 minutes ahead of schedule. To connect to city bus and subway services, please refer to the boarding information on the large electronic signs throughout the station. Also, on behalf of the Transit Authority, I'd like to encourage all passengers to spend some time exploring the new shops and boutiques at our recently renovated Central Square station.
Number 89.
What is mentioned about the train?
Number 90.
What information does the speaker announce?
Number 91.
What does the speaker encourage listeners to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
All right. Those of you who've worked here for a while have probably noticed that businesses in our neighborhood have been struggling since the Market District across town was revitalized. It appears that we'll need to work harder to ensure that our restaurant remains an attractive dining destination. I'm going to start by extending our hours of operation to 11 p.m. This is going to bring some changes to your working schedule that may require flexibility on your part. But with luck, it will be a temporary situation. Okay, any questions about this?
Number 92.
What has caused a problem?
Number 93.
What does the speaker intend to do?
Number 94.
Why does the speaker say,
"It will be a temporary situation"?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and expense report.
Now, if you'll turn to page 3 of the expense report, we can talk about balancing the library's magazine budget. We're going to have a slight deficit in this area next year, and I was hoping to cancel one of our subscriptions. So I read the latest edition of the most expensive periodical, and I wasn't impressed. I'm not sure that it's a good fit for our facility. But I think we may need it to keep drawing in visitors, especially younger ones. What do you all think? Should we subscribe to it again next year? Let's talk it over.
Number 95.
Who most likely are the listeners?
Number 96.
Look at the graphic. Which title did the speaker read recently?
Number 97.
What will most likely be discussed next? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and weather forecast.
Hi, Norman. This is Jackie from Sea Deck Resort. I know that we were planning to meet this week so I could show you our outdoor terrace, but the weather forecast said it's supposed to rain that day. You'll appreciate the terrace's pleasant atmosphere much more if you come on a sunnier day, so I'd like to reschedule. Please know that we're still very interested in being the site for the launch of your company's new line of tableware. I'll call you again tomorrow, but in the meantime, you should stop by our website. We just uploaded a video tour of our facilities. It'll give you a good sense of what we offer.
Number 98.
Look at the graphic. On what day was a meeting scheduled?
Number 99.
What is the speaker offering to provide for an event?
Number 100.
Why should the listener visit a website?